in the country.
The St. Louis FC season is right around the corner. Get your tickets now for all 16 home games. The first two seasons included sold-out crowds and an authentic soccer experience. There's cheering, chanting, and much more. It's a party you don't want to miss. For more information, visit stlouisfc.com.
How old are your smoke alarms? Replace them today with Kidde's worry-free alarms. Get 10 years of power and no low battery chirps. Kidde.
Technology that saves lives.
Hey, St. Louis, this is A.J. Cochran, center back for St. Louis FC. Join us this season at Worldwide Technology Soccer Park as we represent our city against some of the best soccer talent in the country.
What assumptions have you made about planning for retirement? Learn how you could avoid five assumptions that could cost you a small fortune on America's Wealth Management Show this Saturday afternoon right here on 550 KTRS.
I can talk to you right now about Amini's. I think most of you think of Amini's, and this may partly be because of me, as a place where you go get pinball machines, arcade games, and jukeboxes, shuffleboard tables, pool tables, that kind of thing. And you can. They have that. I want you to start also thinking of them as the place for the finest in home furnishings. Not just patio furniture. That's the biggest category, but other rooms of the house. Dining room furniture, living room furniture, bedroom furniture. But when you're ready for the best of the best that's made, not the kind of furniture you find in your average furniture store. And they have people there who are professional designers. They will help you mix, match, whatever, customize the furniture specifically for your house and your taste. This is one tremendous store. And take everybody in the family when you go, because nobody's going to get bored at Amini's. A-M-I-N-I-S, in the heart of Chesterfield Valley, Amini's.com.
The books, hour two straight ahead. Scott Sherman in for Frank. One more day of extended vacation. I'm sure he would be thrilled to be back because he's under the weather.
Yes.
He's back in town. Dan back.
Yeah.
Ian back. Welcome back. Gentlemen.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Scott. It's great to be back.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dan. Ian did his Burke segment, but there were a couple of elements of his week with the Archman that
yes.
he did not...
I almost forgot to pass along this story. One day last week, I was taking a shower while not babysitting my child, right? Somebody said that...
Yeah, several people
when
said...
When it's your own child, you don't babysit.
Yeah,
I guess you just have to watch them.
Yeah.
I guess that's called parenting.
That's what...
What's the difference? Out. Is there has to be some sort of transaction involved? Or?
Yeah, I guess.
I don't know.
So, I was watching...
It's not kidnapping.
Archman. Right.
It is voluntary watching.
He's in his own house. Yeah.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
I was taking
Isn't
a shower.
Isn't the child a result of the transaction?
Could be.
Not in this case.
Oh. So I was taking a shower, and Archman was out watching TV, and all of a sudden I hear the bathroom door open, and he's in the bathroom now. I'm like, hey, what's going on? I peek out the curtain, and then all of a sudden I see he has my glasses in his hands.
No.
And the arms are being bent out. And I go, put those daddy sunglasses down. And I'm able to wriggle one arm out from one hand, but he has a death grip on the other hand. And so so in the process of trying to shake these glasses out of his hands, I get soap in his eyes, and he starts crying. But I got to use one of our sponsors here at the station, not just on this show, but on the station, the eyeglass repair place. So
really?
Spectrum
eyeglass repair.
Mike Cussman and the great people at Spectrum eyeglass repair.
With the great jingle they have, I'm sure just by the jingle alone, it gets people to go into the place because it's stuck with me. And so, yes, thank you to the – and I paid full price, so this was not a plug hole or anything, but
outstanding.
Yes, I got to have my glasses soldered back together.
As someone that has recently gotten new glasses because the dog chewed the other ones up, and the metal part was like, sticking into my ear and brain.
Well, yeah, Dan crunched on them one day too here in the studio.
They fell off my head, and just so happens Dan
walked by
just was walking.
Oh.
At this, It was like the magic bullet, like, yes. Like the Zapruder film. There's Danny, just caught him.
Perfect storm.
Oh,
but,
man.
And I'm relieved.
I tried to not push down all the way, but the damage was done.
0% your fault.
The damage was done.
About 3 minutes ago, you heard the familiar voice of Jose Hernandez, the one and only. He is the regular guest. Not only is he the chief...
IT guru?
No, wait.
The chief technology officer chief for the large morning show on air.
The CTO? Yeah.
The CTO.
The what?
Recruit. He's also a friend. So, without
dirty.
Further ado, the what?
The old coot.
Hey. Oh.
Our friends at Window World, the purveyors of the original $189 window. I have 23 Window World windows in my house, and they are fantastic. And about 10 years later, still going strong. And I don't know how long they've been a sponsor, but they bring you tech talk. Still going strong. Please welcome back to his regular segment, Mr. Jose Hernandez.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Jose.
Coot, eh?
Old coot.
Dan and Ian haven't been here for a while.
They haven't. It's nice to see him back.
And
Frank's being detained. Is that what I hear? He went out back in the country.
He probably would wish that instead of being sick at this point.
Immigration status is in question.
Oh, and I want to say hi to a guy, another Jose.
Hello,
Jose Frometa.
All right.
He is at the resort. He works at the resort. He downloaded the KTRS app and is listening in the Dominican Republic.
That's awesome. Did you say hello to Jose Cuervo while you were on your vacation?
Several times.
Very good.
Yes.
So last night, Jose, I was watching, and a lot of other people were watching, the fine ABC affiliates broadcast of the Oscars with Jimmy Kimmel.
How awesome
and
was that?
It was great. And then this happened.
Which one do you want to hear?
Number 11.
And this happened? A mistake?
And the Academy Award. For Best Picture.
Bueller. Anyone? Anyone?
La La Land.
Yeah. Hey, Dunaway, go. Come on.
Yeah, she was almost like getting irritated with him at that point. Just give it a.
Just like in Bonnie and Clyde, he threw under the bus.
Yeah.
And they screwed that up, and all you know what broke loose. But during the speeches, they gave the three producers of La La Land, which did not win, but was announced as the winner, were going by. And in about the middle of speech number two, here was speech number two, number 13. There would be speech number two. They started to figure out that this wasn't right.
Here's to the fools who made me dream, my uncle Gary Platt, my mentor Sam Cohn, my parents, my children, my wife Julie, on whose shoulders I've stood for 40 years because she insisted I reach for the stars, and to the Hollywood community that I'm so proud to be a part of, and the Hollywood in the hearts and minds of people everywhere. Repression is the enemy of civilization, so keep dreaming, because the dreams we dream today will provide the love, the compassion, and the humanity that will narrate the stories of our lives tomorrow. Brett.
Great speech, loser. Brilliant. To the Hollywood community that can't figure out how to get the right envelope done, whatever. All right.
Amazing.
Your thoughts, sir.
I don't know why, watching that, why they... First of all, I understand the need to have two envelopes, one of them on each side of the stage from the Pricewaterhouse people who hold them in strictest confidence. And so, depending on who the presenter is, they come from one side of the stage or the other. But once the presenter reads the name on whatever envelope they have, why there's another envelope in existence anymore, I don't understand.
Yeah, why isn't that envelope placed somewhere?
Throw it like a frisbee into the crowd.
Yeah, anywhere.
Nope, it's no longer useful.
Yep.
And second of all, they've got at least one person perched over the top of a big red button that says dump.
Yeah,
listening for any of the Carlin words. Why don't they have somebody from Pricewaterhouse who's monitoring the feed, who's listening, so that, I mean, you could have the right information in the right envelope in the right hand. And let's say you wander out and the winner is movie A. And for whatever reason, whoever you gave it to has a small stroke, decides to do whatever they're going to do and says, nope, the winner is movie B. Why there isn't somebody from Pricewaterhouse on the side of the stage jumping up and down going, go to commercial, because it's not right. Instead, They wait for 3.5 speeches. In the meantime, on television, you've got some guy with an earpiece running around in the background going, give me the envelope. Where's that envelope?
And then Jimmy Kimmel wanders out, too, eventually.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
And do I need to jump in here? And
yeah,
I
didn't, Kimmel I didn't, had that blank look on his face like,
I didn't see if Steve Harvey responded after Kimmel blamed him.
It looked like the live version of the Muppet Show. There used to be a guy, Scooter or something, or yes. Schroeder or something, and he would come with the headphones, and he would run in when somebody would screw up the show. But the guy just kind of bounced in.
But the amount of money that organization spends, why there's not a process in place, in case something happens, you get it wrong, that they can't go, quick, go to commercial. Okay, all you La La Land people, off! And we pretend we start over. It just amazes me.
On the old Price is Right, they used to play Plinko or something, and they would have like these X's, or you would reach into a bag.
Yes, it was the car game. Yeah, the three strikes game.
And you'd pull out something. There should be a bag or like a box or something that after they're done, they put it in and then color-coded.
Telling you, fling it into the audience. That'll be a great one.
Mm-hmm. Just so folks know, we are taking your calls for Tech Talk with Jose, 969-5877, 888-550-5877, and star KTRS. Now, I do have one more question about this sort of technology of all this, because the other award shows and their networks, Fox, I believe ABC, have gotten in trouble or the potential of trouble for the Bonos and the Shares and probably the Madonnas of the world saying the Carlin words, and then they have this delay. I don't know if it's 7 or 10 or whatever. It's enough time that if something horrific is said, or at least something actionable by the FCC, they can hit it
right
and fix it.
Right.
Your contention is, why don't they have that?
Well, it doesn't appear to me that they have more contingencies for, like, what happens if I read the wrong name from the envelope. Like I said, the envelope can be correct. The contents can be correct. I just decided to do what I want. I do a Kanye West.
Yes.
Rihanna should have won this. Yeah. And the winner for Movie of the Year is Rihanna. Why they don't have a way to dump that or reset it quicker than 3.5 speeches into it. And something less intrusive than a guy with an earpiece around going, hey, where'd that envelope go?
Get lost. So, yeah, like, you hit the thing, and then it goes to, like, that Indian chief headdress.
The test pattern.
Yeah. That's
the same thing we have here when we do really bad stuff. And then
right, yeah, the technical difficulties.
The technical difficulties.
Yeah, absolutely. We have a call. Chris is on line one. Chris, you're on with Jose.
How you doing, Jose?
I'm good, Chris. How are you?
Quick question. The other day, I got on my iPad and clicked on the Facebook. And it pops up people you may know.
Yes.
Like it was a completely new Facebook thing. And I can't get rid of it.
Huh.
I hit the little button down here on the news feeds and that.
Yeah.
You know, same thing pops up.
Well, unfortunately, I'm not an iPad nor a Facebook user, so I don't offer much help other than if I were you, I'd probably go Google the interweb, because if you're having this problem, I'm sure someone else is having it.
Yeah, but on my phone, it's fine.
Well, then stop using the tablet.
Yep, that's it.
Yeah.
Sorry,
yeah,
Chris.
Well, I need to know.
I don't got much for you.
Okay, thank you.
That was a solution without a problem.
No, it's a problem. I don't have a solution.
What? Bob, you're on with Jose.
Hey, you know there's... Hey, hello, Jose.
Hi, Bob.
Scott.
Hey, Bob.
I was thinking about a Chinese proverb about a solution, but I guess I'll just let that go. My question is, I have a Windows 10 machine.
Yes.
It's pretty new.
Home or Pro?
Home.
Okay.
I'm 99% half sure about that.
Okay.
So, problem is, any other operating system I'll use, I hit Alt-Tab and kind of takes me between my windows.
Yes.
Or if I, down in my taskbar, I click a window, it comes up to the foreground.
Yeah, not on 10.
Okay. It's really a burden because I do control, my Alt-Tab and my windows aren't popping up.
Right.
And,
They've become active. I think they're active icons on the desk at some point. I think there was at one time, I know they came out with a new shell program, so when you go to the start button, you can make it look like Windows XP or Windows 7.
Okay.
In the start menu. I think there is also an application, something you can download for 10 that re-enables the Alt 10.
Well, because I had a 10 machine, I had 7, and then they reinstalled 10 on me overnight, and it worked that way still. I had that same function.
Right.
So I was just expecting it out of this machine. So you're saying that the best maybe I could do is to download a 7 emulation on it? Or?
Yeah, well, they should have an overlay, some sort of add-on that will allow you to do Alt Tab.
Okay, so the Alt-Tab is one problem, and the other one is when I click on the taskbar, click an icon, it's not coming up to the foreground. You can see it light up, in the, you know, highlight in the back, but the one that was ever in the foreground stays in the foreground.
That may be a configuration issue.
Yeah, any kind of point me on that?
I haven't gone that far into Windows 10 yet to know exactly where that's at, but if you'll head over to YouTube, where I normally find my stuff, there's probably an 8-year-old that's got 3 videos on how to do it.
Yeah, I've Googled this, and there were some regedit changes to make.
Yeah.
And those didn't work. And it's still operational, just the regedit that didn't solve it. So I'm not seeing a lot out there. Thought you might have some experience with it.
The other thing is, it may be the installation. Is this a new installation or an overlay of 7?
No, it's a new one. It was a new machine. I got it about 2 weeks ago, you know, did the startup. I installed some things on it, like Visual Studio, a couple other things, Office. That's about it.
That's a very good question. If you get to discover an answer, would you be so kind as to send me an email and let me know what it is?
I will.
Was that the band in the background there, Bob?
It's my wife on the phone.
Oh.
She's on the other line, and I had to answer. But it's the theme song. My ringtone is the theme song to IT Crowd. You've seen that show, Jose?
I have.
Yeah, it's the funniest show I think I've ever seen. So it's my 5-second cheap plug for the IT Crowd.
Okay.
Hey, I'll let you know if I hear anything.
Please do.
Bob, thank you.
All right. Thanks, Tom. Bye-bye.
That was, you know, the NASA channel?
Yes.
That was like watching the NASA channel. It was both fascinating and confounding. I had no idea what you guys were talking about, but I was glued to it. Shirley, you're on with Jose.
Hi, Jose. Long time no talk to.
Hi, Shirley.
Hi. I'm having a problem, and I think other people have had it too. I'm on my computer, and I'm doing something, and when I go to do certain programs, I get interrupted by a warning telling me that I need to call this number and work with the technicians because if I don't, they're going to lock me out of my system, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
And it's fake, of course. I know that it's fake, especially because they keep saying, if you leave this page before calling the number, we will turn your computer off. Of course, this has been going on for 3 or 4 weeks, so obviously they're not turning my computer off, but I can't get rid of it. I have WebBot, but I don't know if it just doesn't recognize it or what else I can do to get rid of it.
Well,
it's very irritating.
There's probably so many people like you, they just haven't gotten to you yet.
Okay.
I'm teasing. They're not going to turn your computer off.
Have
you run Malwarebytes on it yet?
No.
Okay.
So you're saying the software I have, WebBot, won't get rid of it?
It seems not to.
Okay.
Malwarebytes is a pretty good one. It covers most stuff. What do you use for an antivirus, Shirley?
Well, it's the WebBot.
WebBot?
Mm-hmm.
And did you pay for the WebBot?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
The problem I have, if I try going to that to ask any questions, that message pops up. That's another reason that I know that
Is it installed itself as your homepage?
No, it's not on my homepage that I know of.
Okay, you're using Google, right?
Yeah, well, no, I use Firefox.
Download and load Google.
And then, download what?
Download Google Chrome.
Okay.
And use Google Chrome to go get Malwarebytes because it shouldn't be infected yet if you just installed it.
Okay. Mal.
I get in trouble for saying it incorrectly. Malwarebytes, BYTES.org.
BYTES. Okay.
Okay.
Is that a .com?
No, it's a .org.
Org. Okay. Thanks, Jose.
You're welcome.
Shirley, thank you so much. I run Firefox as my web browser, and I like it.
Yes, it's a good browser.
I like it better than Chrome, but are there differences in the
sort of function of those with, or the efficacy of those of knocking out malware and other types of phishing sites?
I'm not aware that any of them have specific software designed to prevent you from. It's usually the malware folks or the antivirus folks that have add-ons or plugins for Firefox and Chrome and Internet Explorer that get you away from malicious information or malicious sites.
But Internet Exploder, as my friend that works for Apple calls it, that's not a good thing to have with respect
to. If you need to get on the Internet and got nothing else, then Internet Explorer is the way to go.
Outstanding.
I use it when I'm going somewhere else to download another one. But, yes, it does work.
Internet Explorer, I almost said Exploder, works better on my laptop computer that I have now since I loaded in Windows 10.
Right.
Then
because it's
Chrome
no longer called Internet Explorer. It's called Edge.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
They're edgy.
Okay. Ooh.
Like geniuses.
Wow.
Right. Apple geniuses.
That's Apple geniuses and edgy Windows guys. Jimmy, you're on with Jose Hernandez.
Yeah, 8 on the p.m. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. I'm sure I'm not the only one who's got this. I don't know. I hope you can tell me what. I want to hear it from the horse's mouth. I texted my son a couple of weeks ago, and in between the text, there was this Chinese language, and I went to my favorite Oriental or Chinese cuisine place, and I asked him what it said, and he said it's some kind of advertisement. Don't click on it. What is it?
You got it as a text message?
Yeah, it filtered into with between the words of my son's text.
Is this an Android phone or an iPhone?
A Samsung.
So it's an Android operating system.
Where is your son?
Huh?
Where does your son live?
Not too far away.
Okay. So he's local. So he's not in China, is what he's asking.
No, yeah. No.
Jim, this is the first I've heard of this. It sounds like some sort of virus.
I called AT&T and they said, "Oh, this happened." And I said, "Well, I've never seen it."
AT&T told you it happens all the time.
Well, they've told me a lot of things. So anyway.
Well, that's the first I've heard of it.
Anyway, yeah, it's the first you've heard of it.
First I've heard of it.
I've never heard of anything like that.
You never heard of it? No. I can't translate that. I can translate hillbilly.
Well, I wouldn't be touching whether I could translate it or not. I wouldn't be doing anything with it.
No, I'm not going to tap on it. Okay.
You run an antivirus on your phone?
Not today.
Did you run one yesterday?
No.
You might want to consider looking up Avast, AVAST.
Okay, well, thank you, sir.
Go to the Play Store on Google and look up Avast. Install it.
Jimmy, thank you. We've had a Chinese food and a Chinese proverb reference. We may as well have a Chinese joke. Here's Jimmy Kimmel from last night.
He's a selfish person. Those of you who worked with him know this. But Matt did something very unselfish, and I want to commend him for it. For real. Matt, as you probably know, could have starred in Manchester by the Sea. He was the producer. It's nominated for 6 Oscars, including lead actor. And he could have taken that lead actor part for himself, but he didn't. He gave that role to Casey Affleck, his childhood friend. He handed what turned out to be an Oscar-caliber role over to his friend and made a Chinese ponytail movie instead.
The Great Wall, a Chinese ponytail movie. That won't help the box office. All right, we have time for one more. Mark, you're on with Jose.
Hi, Jose. I am AM into PM.
Hello, Mark.
This is kind of a PSA. I don't know if it's happened to anybody else. I have a Windows 10 machine. I'm running Firefox as my browser, and I really like it. But every once in a while when I'm surfing, I get a pop-up, and it says critical update from Mozilla. And I know it's not because you check the web address that it's coming from, and it's not mozilla.org. And people just need to be aware that not to click on those things.
Right, and sometimes the websites get infected with malicious software like that, and even the website doesn't know what happened.
Right, and I think that's what's going on. But, you know, some people less knowledgeable or whatever you want to call it might, oh, okay, I'll do this, you know, but if it's not coming from Mozilla, you shouldn't be doing it.
The other ones that do that a lot are children, young people,
mm-hmm.
and they say, well, I want this icon pack or this game real quick, and it, mm-hmm. so it presents and says, well, is it okay if we do this? And they just start clicking, yeah. yes, and then, you know, six yeses later, you don't know what's going on in there.
Yeah, because I've run Malwarebytes and all that to check it, and I use AVG, but do you like Avast better than AVG?
Some days.
Okay.
it depends. I also use Komodo. I don't know if you've heard of that one.
Yeah, I have. Actually, I have. I'll have to look into that.
So it just happens to be which update of the day is my favorite. I run all three. Actually, I run about five or six here.
Oh, wow.
To check them to make sure that they do at least what they say they're supposed to do. And then I tend to recommend the ones that do more than they say they're, you know, they're stuck.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Thank you, everybody, for the calls and questions. And if you have other questions, you can always email Jose during the week at tech.questions@ktrs.com.
That's correct.
.com. Sir, thank you, as always.
Thank you, my friend.
And thank you to Window World for bringing us the one and only Mr. Jose Hernandez. How about that?
Meet me. All right, we're going to get a look at traffic right now before John Londoff joins us. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, we are flying over Manchester at Weedman Road, and there's reports of wires down. Now, it looks like on westbound Manchester, yeah, they do. They have the northbound lanes of Weedman Road closed down and the right turn lane from westbound Manchester onto Weedman. So I do see it. It's down in the turn lane. Down there, so just a little bit of a backup there. Got a report of an accident on westbound Highway 4064 past Spady. They cleared an earlier accident that was on northbound 55 that was just a little bit north of Park, but traffic is slow from the 44 ramp up to the Poplar Street Bridge. Eastbound 40 downtown, Compton to the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound, you are now running slow from, let's see here, Kings Highway. That goes out through McCausland. And southbound 270, we are heavy from north of Manchester to Doherty Ferry. This traffic report brought to you by GEICO. What does it mean when GEICO says just 15 minutes could save you more on car insurance? It means you probably should have gone to GEICO.com 15 minutes ago. I'm Tim Weiland from the KTRS Airborne Traffic.
Thank you very much, Tim. And as we did last week, we get a great opportunity, as you get three times a week, to hear from the one and only man that owns his own building and lot over at the Washington Elizabeth exit in beautiful Florissant, Missouri. Welcome back to his segment, Mr. John Londoff, Jr.
Hey! Hey! How are you, Scott?
I'm doing great. Frank, under the weather today, sir.
Back Dan just told me he's probably... been clinging to the porcelain toilet bowl all next day.
The Cal Ripken streak is over. Iron Man.
Well, you might have a Cal Ripken streak going if he doesn't get it. Check it out.
He's got some sort of streak going.
Yeah, two drink minimum for Londoff's 4 o'clock show.
I just telling you, I mean, you know. So, Dan, did you get sick from any food or anything in the Dominican? Or?
I did not. No. I didn't get sick from anything.
We think because Frank stays with another couples that go on the trip, they usually stay at a hotel around the airport. And he thinks that a couple other people got sick. Maybe that stayed there, so it might have been... Not even a Dominican thing.
Yeah, there's a guy that traveled with us, Jeff from St. Genevieve, sent me a text and said that he's got the same thing. CW and Katie, CW wasn't feeling well when we left the resort yesterday. So,
boy, I'm going to tell you, that was a gripping delivery right there.
Thank you.
Thank you. Back. Welcome back.
I almost fell out of my chair waiting for you to spit the words out.
I know.
John, so you're probably multitasking. You're reading something or doing something else besides trying to remember who else has Montezuma's Revenge or something.
No, I'm just sitting right here doing absolutely nothing, just talking to you.
That's great.
John, we have a working diagnosis. Montezuma, Mexico, we're calling this the Albert Pujols Revenge.
So has anyone... I
that is good.
That's a good one. I've had
Pujols.
Food poisoning. I've had food poisoning 2 times. Unfortunately, it's been like 2 times in the last 2 years. I've never, ever had it before. I do not wish that upon anybody.
Now, did it hit you pretty quick after you ate, though?
No, it took a while.
Really?
Yeah, we were in Miami for meetings, and one of the dealers, we had our big dealer group, and one of the dealers had picked out this place. It was a new steak place. Look, it had only opened up like a week earlier, and we're upstairs. We have the whole second floor to ourselves, and all of a sudden the fire alarms start going off, and the lights are flashing, and there's a siren going. Whoop,
was that from you going to the bathroom?
This is before Funny Guy. And so that should have been the signal for the 70 of us plus that were there. One couple, they left. And he was caught in a situation like that years ago and thought, well, you know, it's just a false alarm, and it wasn't. And he got caught in a fire in a restaurant years ago in North Carolina. So he left. I don't know why we didn't follow him. Okay, well, there was food everywhere, and they were serving drinks. And that went on for hours. And then Mrs. Londoff, the adorable Mimi Londoff, slid me her chicken.
Is that a euphemism?
Oh, oh my goodness.
That's worst taste.
What is that?
He's been on vacation, too. Watching.
He's been with a 2-year-old.
Yes.
Ian, you didn't go on the trip, did you?
I did not. No.
But so you still decided not to come into the studio?
That is correct, yeah.
What's the deal?
What's the deal?
Staycation?
Well, we were not able to go because we were not able to find a babysitter that could do all week. So I didn't think, you know, it was going to be a vacation week anyway. Even though I couldn't go, I had to do a staycation.
Okay.
Yeah.
So as I was saying, this is fond of, you know, because I'm like an infant. I'll eat, you know, 3 times a day, and I just eat and eat and eat. And so, yeah, I think it was her chicken. And, yeah, we went back to the hotel, and all of a sudden, I mean, like 30, 40 minutes later, I'm like, man, I do not feel good. You know, go lay in bed, and then it hit me, I don't know, 1 in the morning, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Did not wake Mimi up. I suffered through it, and it was not fun.
And it's one of those deals where you have to run to the bathroom.
No, you're not running anywhere. You are walking very gingerly. You normally don't walk that way, let me tell you. And I tell you how bad it was. I took a picture of this bathroom. If Mimi's listening right now, which she is, she's probably just embarrassed. But I spent 8 hours in that thing. Get up. Oh, that's right. So enough about that. But Hope Frank feels better soon.
Yeah,
well, he said he was glad it didn't hit him on the plane. And
I was going to just say that.
And I told him, I said, the cramps and gurgles hit me 1 time on a plane, and I had to get up and go back there, and it's like, you do not want to do that on a plane. You just want to go number one, but I had no choice.
And not only that, but you guys are on an excursion together, and everybody's chartering the plane. What if you have a bridesmaids moment, and 7 of you have been to the same restaurant, or you're having dinner with the Londoffs and you get the chicken? There's only 2 bathrooms in the whole thing.
Yeah.
Now what?
Well,
that's the nightmare of nightmare.
The other 5 people.
Look.
Yeah. So you've seen the movie with, Kristen.
Yeah, Kristen Wiig.
Yeah, that's Bridesmaids.
Oh, gosh.
Or
Melissa McCarthy.
Yep.
And then who else is from Saturday Night Live also that does of
what's her name?
Mia.
Oh, Mia, yeah, Mia.
Maya.
Oh, what
Maya Rudolph.
Maya Rudolph, that's it.
See, the gal from St. Louis is in that.
That is hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
That scene when they, first of all, when they all start their stomach rolling.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, that is one of those scenes that you can watch over and over and over again, and you will just giggle, you know, when they're all trying to get sick in the same bathroom.
Oh. Yeah, Mel.
The lady that owns the lady that owns the shop. They're all in these beautiful dresses. They're trying them out for the wedding. And here is Maya Rudolph in her wedding gown.
Oh, yeah, running across the street.
It's a Fritz Bernier.
He runs outside, and he has to do it in the street.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And then there's the scene in Dumb and Dumber.
But real quick, Ellie Kemper, who's a St. Louis gal, she's in that movie.
She's hilarious.
Very funny in that movie.
We probably grossed out all of the listeners, so really sorry about that. So,
yeah, we're fine.
We talk about some AM and the PM people that came in just in the last day or two and bought vehicles. Jeff Bates sold Regina in David Rotunda. From Moscow Mills, they came in and bought a new Chevy, new 2017 Chevy. So to David and Regina Rotunda from Moscow Mills, thank you so much for listening and AM and the PM. Hello, sir.
I said, wow, thank you.
That's awesome. That's why they get the best deal in any town.
Thank you, too. And if we were in the Dominican Republic, we would call them the Rotundas. You have to your R's.
Yeah. Well, John,
you don't have to.
John, the last time we talked, too many cars on that lot.
That's right. Well,
too many vehicles.
We're not done with AM and PM, Scott.
Oh, yeah, more.
It's okay. See what happens? You've been doing this long enough. You're just like, Frank, go ahead and interrupt the car guy. Go ahead and interrupt the car guy with the big nose. Who cares? But how about Joseph Belcher. Joseph Belcher from Augusta, Missouri, bought a new 2017 Chevy. So, Joseph, thank you. Big, big, big fan. Listens to McGraw in the morning. Listens to Frank in the afternoon every day. Even listens on Friday when Frank is on assignment.
Joseph Belcher.
Beautiful.
There you go, Mr. Belcher. And he drove a long way.
And then Geneva and James, you probably thought I was done, didn't you?
Oh,
no. Not
Geneva and James Sherburn. AM and the PM, and they are the aunt and uncle of Michael Sherburn, one of Timmy Londoff's best friends, and was on a spring break trip with Michael years ago. Loved that young man like he's my own kid. But Geneva and James, thank you very much. James wants to call in. They're from beautiful Webster Groves, Missouri, for the new 2017 Chevy. So a multiple purchaser. So I think this is the fourth or fifth vehicle that Geneva and James have bought from us. And James wants to call in and get on the air. So.
Really?
James, if you're listening, when Frank gets out of the bathroom and feels better, then I want you to call in and just, James is funny. He's a very funny guy, and you'd love him on the air.
All right.
That
great. Yeah, we'll have him on when Frank comes back.
Okay.
We'll get him on your segment. We'll have him on with you.
That would be so funny.
Oh, it would be great.
So, Ian, what did you do all week long while, let's see, Scott and Tim were holding down the fort?
Not a whole lot. Spent a lot of time with the boy. The weather was phenomenal, so we got to spend a lot of time outside. It was fun. It was nice.
I was on the beach.
Yes, no beaches to be
had. And a 2-hour feeding schedule.
You were like an infant, too, eating every couple of hours?
Yeah.
anybody have allergies? Because the allergies are just...
I do.
Weather, yeah.
I got knocked down 2 days last week where I couldn't move. It was it was really bad.
Oh, and you know what? When I was in the Dominican, I was fine. It was tremendous there. It was like I wasn't coughing. My nose wasn't clogged. Nothing was going on. It was like, this is
And as soon as you
great.
Came back, because I heard you have a level of it back again. Already.
I know. When I get back, it's like, oh, and I'm sneezing and coughing. And I have to go back to the Dominican.
I almost want to go the conspiracy theory route with the amount of people that all of a sudden have allergies after their entire lives, like something else is in the air nowadays, as opposed to what it used to be.
You mean like Kim Jong-un's brother?
Yes. Some toxic nerve gas being floated around.
I don't know about that. John, there are too many cars on your lot, sir.
There are too many cars on our lot.
Too many trucks.
This is it. Crazy busy Friday, Saturday, and today. All the great deals for February and tomorrow at midnight. please don't keep us here till midnight tomorrow, okay? I'm too old for that. But you can keep us here as late as you want tonight. We're open till 8:30. We will be around tomorrow as late as the great AM and the PM crowd want to keep us here. But if you have a chance, please give us a call at 314-837-1800. That number again, 314-837-1800. 24/7. 365 at lumdoff.com. And let's see, Ian, since you had a whole week off, because Dan says he was working, entertaining the, 100 plus?
Oh, yes, I've seen that work that happens on the trip before.
We're talking and drinking.
I definitely lucked out.
Choco Loco.
Yeah, Coco Locos.
Coco Loco. That was his drink of choice.
Oh, man, that was a tremendous drink.
So, Ian, you can sing the jingle. Come on, let's hear it.
Johnny Landoff Chevrolet.
Look at there. Get over there. Washington Elizabeth exit. The February deals end tomorrow. They're great vehicles. You got to love the Chevy Impala, the Chevy Traverse. You got the Volt, right? Is that that's one?
You're going to go through the entire lineup?
We do have one Volt. It's got a few miles on it. Young John Landoff III drove it as a demonstrator, and now he just reduced the price $4,000 off MSRP on that Chevy Volt that is parked right out in front of the showroom floor.
Equinox?
Dandy. 75 Equinox in stock, I think. We have a lot of Equinox.
Great trucks. Best pickup truck in the market.
Silverado, the best. And it's truck month. Come and get them while you can.
There's nothing bad at Johnny Landoff Chevrolet. Get over there and get a good deal. The Landoff
right,
love.
Have a great night.
Hey, look at there.
Go Blues.
Charge.
All right, kids. Have a great night. Thanks.
You too. Thanks. John Landoff Jr. Get over there and get yourself a vehicle. It's the time. And it's great pricing. And you get the Landoff love. And he's here three times a week entertaining you with duck calls and comedy. That's pretty funny, actually, some of that stuff. One more check of traffic.
Tim Weiland is here. He's airborne.
And I got to tell you, Tim, thank you so much for what you did last week. You were tremendous, and I haven't said it yet. I thought you were great. Thank you.
It's the Sherman look.
That's right.
We had a lot of fun, didn't we?
It was great.
It was good. Guys need to go out of town like 3 times a year.
All right.
3 weeks a year.
Okay.
Can you do it?
Done.
I see you tomorrow.
Done. See you later.
All right.
Is it my turn?
Yep.
Okay. Let's see. We've got 2 accidents reported, and that is on eastbound Highway 270. The first one is at Lindbergh, and the second one is at 367. So look for backups behind each of those accidents. Now, we were traveling. There are wires down. We were circling over Manchester at Weedman Road. And if you're westbound on Manchester, the right turn lane at Weedman is closed, and the northbound lanes from Manchester further north are all shut down, and that's due to wires down there. You have heavy traffic on northbound 55, and that is from the 44 ramp up to the Poplar Street Bridge. On westbound 40, they cleared an accident that was near Spady, but it's already slow from near Boyle out to McCausland, then McKnight through Spady. This traffic report brought to you by GEICO. What does it mean when GEICO says just 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance? It means you probably should have gone to GEICO.com 15 minutes ago. I'm Tim Weiland with your KTRS Airborne Traffic.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florists can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists. Your personal florist since 1883.
It's back, St. Louis. It's the newly expanded St. Charles Boat Show at the St. Charles Convention Center, March 9th through 12th. Your favorite Lake of the Ozarks dealers, all on hand with boats, boating accessories, and big winter savings on all brands of personal watercraft, pontoons, runabouts, luxury yachts, and more. Thursday, March 9th through Sunday, March 12th. Register for a free $1,000 gas giveaway at the show. Get more info at stcharlesboatshow.com. The Lake of the Ozarks Marine Dealers St. Charles Boat Show, March 9th through 12th.
Nobody can make any sense out of this weather. Now, when it's winter in St. Louis and it's 75 degrees, woohoo! except when you're taking a trip to the Dominican Republic, and as you're leaving, it's like 70. That's not what we want. Now, here's the other thing. You get a false sense of security with your heating and cooling system when the weather is such that you don't even need heat or cool. You don't think about it because it's not running. And then when you really need it, extreme weather hits, more cold or, of course, eventually heat. Oh, my goodness, it's not working right. Well, let's just make sure it will be. Matheny Heating and Cooling. Matheny is a family business, 76 years, three generations. I think you'll be very happy with them. Never like to send you to anybody or anybody to you that you're not going to be happy with. So let me know. Always let me. You're always free to email me and let me know. Please do. Matheny, I know what you're going to tell me. Wow, they were so friendly, on time, courteous, clean, and neat. Yep, that's how they operate. You need to live or work, have your business or your home in St. Louis or St. Charles counties. That's it. Any brand, any make, any model, any type. Nobody too big or too small, business or residence. Matheny, heatingandcooling.com.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limpress and the All Boy Orchestra. Brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. 314-652-3456 or download the STL Taxi app absolutely free. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hey, Bill.
Hey, Bill.
Hey, everybody. Good afternoon. How's it going?
Good.
Great, William.
Good deal. Well, the Academy Awards were held last night, and who cares?
Right.
Yeah, maybe some people care. I didn't actually watch it, but I did understand they put a producer in the dead people montage who isn't really dead. Big mistake there. Yeah, that actually wasn't the most embarrassing thing about it. Apparently, they also included the entire cast of 60 Minutes, and still nobody's noticed. They think they're dead. Well, Seattle Seahawks assistant coach is leaving the team to enter the ministry. Yeah, very nice, man. He'll actually encounter, though, fewer people on their knees in the ministry than he did on the NFL sidelines during the national anthem. Yeah. And finally...
Ratings were down last night, again, they said.
Yes, down a little bit. Well, Major League Baseball officials are taking steps to modernize and update the game. I just hope they don't get rid of the symbol. That would be bad.
The what?
Wait, I'm sorry, that's Monopoly.
Yeah.
Sorry,
got
that. Oh, my goodness.
Is Frank sick today? You heard?
Yes. Yes, he is.
I don't get it. My girlfriend, God love her, has got the shingles, and she went to work today.
She does?
I don't understand. Yes. Wow. Isn't that horrible?
She's too young for the shingles.
I know.
We wish her the best.
Oh, that's painful.
Yeah. Bill Cleveland's segment is brought to you, of course, by Laclede Cab. I'm Bill Cleveland. I'm 6550 KTR.
Thank you, Bill.
See ya.
We'll see ya. See you on the other side of News and Spots. This is the Big 550 KTR.